Hello, Audio Boom. I am sitting in Houston Airport after about a 9-hour flight and was in immigration for about an hour and a half. No, probably less than that, about an hour and a quarter. But I still missed my connecting flight, which was supposed to be about 3:30 Houston time. I didn't really understand the whole non-stop because I'd never seen a flight go from Heathrow to Austin before, but you go through Houston and then it's about an hour flight onto Austin. The good thing is that because it's middle of the day, that there's one pretty much every hour. So we'll try and get on this one at 6:15. If not, there's another one at 7:15 an hour later at gate E14. So we'll see. So there's a split between two different gates. I'm on the Boingo free Wi-Fi, which gives you about 45 minutes. And having problems trying to push up Keeks, and my VPN is blocked, so that's a bit of a pain. I sort of wish that I had my ASCOM Global device here, because if I had it, then it would be a lot easier to push things out in the sort of usual method that I'm used to. It's one thing that really annoys me about airports is they block a lot of stuff and throttle a lot of things, and I get it because it's a performance thing and paid versus unpaid, but if you can only do the very, very basic things like check in and do Twitter, I guess it's just me. I guess that it's better to have those things than nothing. But all good. I feel quite awake, feel quite with it. I think I had some sleep on the flight. The flight seemed to go really, really quickly. And I was pretty exhausted yesterday as well, so good times. I was just saying on a Keek video, if you're not following me over there on Keek, it's keek.com/Phil Campbell. Also for the whole of this week, check the hashtag, hashtag SXSWEco, and also the tag for the art, which is hashtag Arc Eco or Eco Arc. I can't remember which one we chose. I think it was Arc Eco. Quite a different South By, or quite a different visit to Austin, because I normally come here in March for South By and it's normally crazy, and we run around to lots of bars and we run around to different sessions and catch up with everybody. But this should be slightly different because I feel a lot more relaxed about it. I've got a day or so either side of the conference. Conference starts on the 4th, on the Tuesday. I'm just going to casually trot into Austin Airport tonight, get on the bus, try and find this elusive bus that I've never been able to find before to get to downtown, go to Hilton, grab my MiFi, tweet out that I'm in Austin, see if there's anybody out and about, and then back to this house that I'm staying at tonight, all being well. But I'm not rushed about that. I can have a bit of a wander because I haven't got too much stuff. I've got the ammo box and a little backpack, so it's not loads. But I'm quite excited about this week because I have an agenda of sorts. I have a sort of, you know, I want to get out stuff about the art project, obviously, but I also want to hear about things that I can take back and make as projects over the course of the year. So pretty excited, pretty stoked up, pretty wired for it, and just hope I can find somewhere in the Hilton to put my ammo box in the day, so I can just leave a change of clothes and various bits and pieces there. But also interested in connecting up with a bunch of people in Austin that I met in March, if they're around. I know there's a few people I've met through Google Hangouts that I'm going to try and catch up with. But other than that, on high spirits, just get my connectivity and then I'll be a lot happier. I've changed my pounds into dollars, and bloody hell, you can tell the difference. I remember when I used to come here when I was 17, 18, and you could get $2 to a pound. I felt like I was rich. Now it's just really, really, really bad. I say really, really bad. It's the cost of inflation. It's the cost of everything that's gone through the ceiling, hasn't it? So it's 4:41. I've got till 6, so I'm going to finish up here, and I'll catch you all in a bit.